Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM Lansing, and Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ East Lansing, Town Square Media Stations.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Begin connection.
Now connecting. The game, 7:30 a.m.
Connected.
Now connecting. 1240 WJIM.
Connected.
Now connecting. 94.9 MMQ.
Connected.
This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. A tradition in Lansing for over 20 years. With your host, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Powell. Powered by Whitelaw PLLC.
Hudson Incorporated. Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson. Price Right RV. MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine. Doubting Industries. Chupan and Sons Recycling Industrial Services. Gravity Smokehouse. Chandler's Top Shelf. B2C Gutters. Alumni Hall. B&M Trailer Services. Eat on the West Side. Jersey Mike's. Pizza House. And Gazelle Wealth Management.
Now from FFest at the stadium in the Price Right RV Studios. This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show.
Coming to you live from FanFest on Munfield, just southwest of Spartan Stadium, it's the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, Classic Rock, 94.9 MMQ, and the Lansing Sports Network, LansingSportsNetwork.com. The Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is presented by Whitelaw PLLC. Jamie White is a proud Spartan, and he's built a full-service, nationally recognized law firm with a team of experienced trial attorneys. While Whitelaw PLLC's track record speaks for itself with more than $1.4 billion in results, Whitelaw PLLC, fighting for their clients, is their highest priority. You can check them out at whitelawpllc.com. The Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is broadcasting live from the Price Right RV Mobile Studio here on Munfield. Price Right RV, own your vacation. 2022 and 23 model year-end clearance is going on now at PriceRightRV.com. Go green, go right, go Price Right. This hour of the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by B&M Trailer Sales and LC. B&M Trailer Sales has been providing superior quality trailers and trailer parts in mid-Michigan for more than 30 years. If you're looking for a trailer with the right design, built with quality materials and components, and constructed with pride, B&M Trailer Sales is the number one choice. Visit B&M Trailer Sales in Elsie or check them out online at bnmtrailersalesinc.com. Our restaurant sponsor this week on the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is Pizza House in East Lansing, located in Hanna Plaza on Hagedorn Road. Pizza House has been a family-owned and operated Lansing favorite for 40 years. Pizza House is an MSU-preferred tailgate vendor, delivering food to tailgates across campus, known for their Chicago-style pizza. 24 beers on tap, including 18 local Michigan brews. Pizza House offers a free shuttle to and from all home games here at MSU. You can visit Pizza House in Hanna Plaza on Hagedorn Road today and online at pizzahouse.com. Well, I am not Brandon Howe. I am not Beanie. I am your host, Chris Solari, the MSU beat writer for the Detroit Free Press, filling in for the offensive-minded host, Beanie Howe. On the game, 7:30 a.m., I'm joined by the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, who's heard daily, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. on Stout on Sports. Brock Palmbush is back at our Price Right RV home studio, keeping you updated on traffic conditions. And I can tell you the weather here today outside of Munfield is gorgeous. It is as good a day for football as you can find. Tim, welcome in, and Maryland is on the clock, as they say in the program, and boy, what that clock has been ticking quite a bit. Some people might say it's a time bomb. Some people might say it's a chance for redemption today. I don't know what to expect from this game, but I know that this is going to be a doozy of a game and a pivot game one way or the other for this program.
Well, What a month of September. Four home games, four good days of weather, one football coaching change, one host on the tailgate show change. I mean, what happens next week when they finally go back?
I just want to know, am I the acting host or am I the interim host?
You know, in the world we live in today, I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I'm still thinking I'm in a time warp. I'd have to look it up. And when's the last time State played four home games in September? If they ever
did. Boy, that's
did?
A good question.
I wonder if they've ever been played a while. Four home games in September, and it's a five Saturday September.
Yeah, I was going to say, when's the last time you played five games in a month?
Five games in a month.
And the first game was on a Friday.
Yeah, and the first one was on a Friday, and all of the games did not have any weather issues one way or the other. I remember that first week, and remember that was when, you know, all the tornado issues went through here the weekend before that. And then, but by the time we got to Friday night, September 1st, for the first game against Central Michigan, who knew then, 4 weeks from then, look where we are today. But that's college sports today. Every single week there is something different, something one way or the other. Like to, right now, absolutely right now, because if Solari can be off the top today, Tom Emmerich and Ann Emmerich, and did the homecoming parade.
I heard
night.
That she was the grand marshal. This is a homecoming week to get here and get sitting.
Well, and they're always here because they're here because their son's got the band here.
Yeah.
Anvil Crush is ready to play here, and, you know, that's their – they think he's probably going to make about $50 million here in the next year or two, and they just hope that they're in his will.
Look for John Schneider's investment firm here with what his son's been doing with Lord Huron. But
we've got Tom Emmerich's microphone right there all ready to go because Shoepan is a huge sponsor of Michigan State Sports and all that. But you know where I missed last week? It wasn't on the games. If you'd have told me – that the first alcohol sales day, they'd sell 16,500 cans of alcohol. I'd say that's way, way, way too high.
Too
Does that
high?
Surprise you?
I thought it was too low.
Really?
Yeah.
And they've changed things around today to try to make the line shorter. And if you have a 3:30 game with this kind of weather, that number could go up depending on how the game goes, right?
Yeah. I think, look, it's going to be trial and error. It's brand new to everybody. So I would not have huge expectations for the rest of the season for them to get it right.
Yeah.
So you can't blame anybody at Michigan State for any long lines and all that stuff. I only ask that if you consume the beverage container, which will be a deposit container, to make sure you find a bin to put it in so it gets recycled.
So do we know of any of those 16,500?
Every one of them, Tim.
And most
every
of them, did. They all got recycled.
Every one of them.
You hope that most of them, if not all of them, got recycled one way or the other.
Yes.
Money back to the program.
So that's another big, you know, so that's another big deal here today, one way or the other. This is day two of four shots at selling alcohol at the game. Did you see any of it ongoing at all in any way, shape, or form? Because they say they're changing it a bit today.
Where I sit, I didn't see it. But I heard of the concourse, there was quite a few very, very long lines. So it was.
But they want to change that to make it more accessible for people one way or the other.
Right,
so
right.
Tell us about Edward, who's playing here today at the Meyer Fan Fest. Anvil Crush, can you get us autographs, pictures, all that good stuff?
Sure.
And by the way, when did they start here?
When they start at 12:30. So I was a little concerned that they might be too loud for your show. They play over you. But I think you're tucked back in the corner enough here. You'll be just fine.
Well, why are they going to lose anything with us with what we say with the expertise that we bring?
Well,
to this
they're thing? Not. I was afraid your
Quite
listeners
honestly,
would be
some
in
of
the
us
air.
Are hoping they might drown us out. Were you at the homecoming
Agreed.
Parade?
I was. I sat with Ann up on the little stage while she did the emceeing or whatever it was with Russ White. It was great.
Chris was there. Chris said that it was a good crowd, nice night, everything good. Everybody was having a good time.
It
was a nice honor for Ann, one way or the other, that she was able to go ahead. Now, I want you to stick around, but if you can trade places with the Michigan State president for a second, we'll visit with her right now. Can you do that?
I can stick around, but his band starts in 20 minutes, so I'll be over there.
All right.
And then I can come back. I'll bring him back. You can put
Make
him
sure
on.
You got earplugs in for the band.
Yes, all I right. know. Not my first rodeo there.
Well, we appreciate it when the Michigan State president comes by to say hi. So,
sure,
Teresa,
sure.
Tom Emmerich's going to – he's the warm-up act for you. You know, absolutely. We'll say good morning to Teresa Woodruff, the president of Michigan State University. Have you met Chris Solari, Teresa, at all?
Nice to meet you.
Chris is
good.
He had had the family at the homecoming parade last night, and I'm told everybody had a great time.
Did anybody get President Smarties? I called them Smarties. I was growing up Smarties.
Oh, nice.
I thought that was the right candy for a president to send, Tom. What do you think?
So, are your duties much different on a day like today being homecoming, or pretty much it's routine now through four home games in the month of September?
You know, there's a lot of they've been pretty similar. I've upregulated some of my visits to tailgates, and that's been a lot of fun. And, we've got a two-hour tailgate at Breslin today with a lot of great alumni. I'm looking forward to that as well.
So Emily sends me notes, and she
said, "What'd she say?"
Well, she sends me the notes because I, you know, homecoming is such a tradition at Michigan State.
This is 107th year.
107th. It dates back to 1915, and the only 2 years I remember the 1943 because of World War II. President Hanna, at the last moment, shut down football in 1943 for that 1 year. And then, of course, the COVID year, 2020.
Right, we didn't have it that year either, which was a real shame, but we're back. And if you were at the parade, Chris, it was lined all the way from the beginning all the way up to Shaw
Lake. It's a great parade. Every year, I mean, with everything that comes in, I mean, it's one of those things where the whole community comes around, and it's more than just the campus. That's the nice thing. And that's, you know, having been here as a student and having been here now with my family, it's nice to see the two sides of Grand River merging right in the middle.
It is.
To see that.
And, you know, all those young Spartans, I was trying to admit everyone as I went along. I had to tell our great admissions director, John Ambrose, I got a few admissions. I got to let you know. They're going to be our class at 2045, Tim. So
why do you think homecoming at, say, a school like here or across America has stood the test of time and is still popular?
You know, I think it's because the foundation of Michigan State is family. And so families always come together. They come together to celebrate. They come together to make sure they put their arms of support around each other. And so homecoming for Michigan State is just like Thanksgiving. You know, we're coming together as a family.
The parade route works perfectly, too.
It did.
They just go, and ahead, and she goes, and you just turn left and Grand River, going into campus and all that.
You know, to watch the bands do that is really an art of, it's just a real feat for them to be able to do that.
You know, this is just me. I think we're the Big Ten leads the nation amongst other places in marching bands.
We do, without a doubt. Our bands are really the best, and today the halftime show is going to be extraordinary. We have a guest who's going to be playing a clarinet solo that's going to rock the house.
Nice.
And perhaps you're leading me to this. Do you know that the band asked me to direct the alma mater in the pregame?
Good for you.
So nice. I'm going to be up on the ladder directing our alma mater, and I couldn't be, that was one of the most, I'm just so humbled to have been asked to do that.
I don't remember any other presidents who were ever asked to do that.
It's really extraordinary. Our band is just a great group of students, and I just love every one of them.
But when you look at how hard all 350, whatever number it is, work, and the military precision of not making one single mistake, even with a freshman.
That's right.
Because I always asked David Thornton and the John band before him, I said, I'm amazed that they don't make more mistakes.
Yeah, David is a great leader, and they follow his baton so readily. And Weber and Goldman, all the rest of them are just really sensational. And we've got a whole group of doctoral students who are the aides there. And for my conducting, I actually took conducting classes this week with one of the doctoral students there so that I made sure I was on the downbeat. So
nice.
I'm ready.
It's
ready.
More than just waving your arms.
It
like
is. That's exactly right. There's a real art to it. And again, when I crawl up on that ladder, I just really am so proud to represent this whole great university.
Do you meet anybody in any way from the University of Maryland?
So every game, I've made it a point to email the presidents, talk with them ahead of time. Daryl Pines is the great president of Maryland, just a superb leader, someone that I really admire and look up to. He is not here today, but I always make sure he knows that he's welcome to Cole's house. He's welcome up to the box, and each of the presidents I've been able to have good conversations with. And that's another great part of what I think is important. I've done it with some of the other sports, with basketball in particular. Volleyball, of course, yesterday we won a great game down in Ann Arbor.
I was going to say, you're off to a good start this weekend.
We are. Leah Johnson just has the team going well. And, of course, last weekend, the Mary Folsom golf outing. Tom and I were out on Sunday when we were leading 10 under by the end of Sunday. And then, you know, we had the top woman. I'm forgetting her name right now, but really great outcome there. And Zach Kelly is Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week again for our men's soccer. So really excited for him.
You could replace him.
Oh, no, Chris, not Chris.
I'm a replacement anyway, so the value of a replacement.
Clearly I'm replaceable.
But then, I mean, and then don't leave out men's soccer, who's undefeated.
Soccer,
they beat Indiana here last night.
Really off to a fast start, and Zach's a good part of that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what the rest of the season holds for them. They've come together as a team. All our student athletes really have come together in an essential way. Our men's football is really together. They have bonded with each other. I think I may have mentioned to you, Tim, last week that the band, the entire band, went over to meet with the football team.
Yep.
And that really, I think, also let them know that they're not alone, that they are, that everyone is part of this family. And so it's an exciting time on Michigan State's campus. You can see that by the vibrancy of the people all across this place.
I said to Chris when I came in here this morning, it's amazing to me. Now, the weather's part of it.
Yep.
But I think the campus is a huge part of it. It's amazing to me how so many thousands of people are here 4.5 to 5 hours yeah. before the game.
That's right. Well, you know, this morning, Tom and I woke up at 7 a.m. to thud, yeah, and someone had set up their cornhole, which we're happy for. We have no problem. There's right under our window. We just love everything that's about campus life. And then about an hour later, the drum line struck up some great cadences. But 7 a.m., they're out here ready to go, ready to celebrate. And again, it's nobody's telling them to do it. It's part of being a family. It's part of the draw of this campus, this physical property, which IPF got out, and every blade is perfect. Every tree has been trimmed. It's just a beautiful place on a beautiful day.
I need to get them to come and get my house before yeah.
they
do.
They could do that.
So now, I have a question, though. It's particularly with the events in February on campus, this seems like it's a more special moment for people to come back to.
Right. I think people really want to wrap their long, warm arms of Spartan Nation around each other. There's an essentiality to what happens when one is hurt. It's everyone, and everybody's still on different paths, different places on paths towards healing. And but I think everybody is here to really say that they believe in Michigan State and they love Michigan State, and they're not abandoning Michigan State. And that's really something that I think is really critical to the over 51,000 students who are here. They know that they have a family that they can look up to, mentors in the field that they can go and talk to. And, we're going to leave them a world that they're going to have to take over, and I think they're ready.
So before you go, it's my understanding that the opening Saturday of alcohol went well, and there are a few tweaks today just to try to make the lines a little shorter.
Yeah, a little congestion at the beginning, but people were very kind and considerate. They stood in line. But we are going to try and make it less congested for the people who are trying to get out and about. So, that went well. The magnetometers went well. We've made a little adjustment there. But all in all, I think we're really pleased with the way. And people are so cordial to each other and accommodating. And that's part of the grace and empathy that's part of the spirit of Michigan State.
Absolutely. I appreciate it when you always come by.
I appreciate you.
And by the way, the next time we see is in 4 weeks. It might not be this sunny in Michigan.
I know. Well, we might be in parkas, but you know what? We're going to be here. So that's right. Well,
all right.
It's good to see both of you. Thank you for all you do. Be well.
Have fun.
You as well.
Enjoy the day.
Have a great day today.
Smile. You're off the sports weekend for her is off to a great start. Man, they've won everything inside. We always appreciate when Michigan State makes the present. Through the tailgate years, I think virtually every one of them have come. And John Engler came by here.
Yeah.
He was always happy to come by, even though it was an interim basis and all that. And, the amazing thing about this stuff, they come by when there could be chaos in other ways going on around the university, one way or the other.
This is the solace point. This is the solace. When you get a football Saturday like this and you bring everybody back and you have the people coming home for a weekend. There's so many people that leave that feel like this is home.
Totally agree.
And that's why.
So, Nathan, when are we supposed to take our first break? Are we supposed to
up
do
on
that
it?
Now?
Well, let's...
Look, Chris has got the notes, so let him do it.
That brings us to the drive of the game, presented by Hudson Inc. Choose a drive from the previous game to highlight here, says Brandon Howell. I should probably not just read it, huh? The drive of the game last week, the final drive of the game, the only touchdown drive in a 41-7 loss against number 8 Washington. 11 plays, 99 yards, 5 minutes and 25 seconds, capped by a 4-yard touchdown run, the first of his college career by backup quarterback Caton Hauser. And that was the only score, and maybe, Tim, it means there's a little more coming.
What kind of a day is it going to be as we go to break? 9:27 to go, first quarter in Ann Arbor. Rutgers 7, Michigan nothing.
Watch out.
There you go.
Watch out. One more thing about that drive. Those 11 plays, the 99 yards, and the 5-minute 25 seconds in the first three games this season, all the most in each category for Michigan State's offense. And that's the drive of the game brought to you by Hudson Inc. Hudson Inc., it's time to gear up for fall with a John Deere compact tractor from Hudson. 0% financing for 84 months on select tractors at Hudson Inc. Hudson Inc. has 19 locations in Michigan, including 4 right here in the Lansing area, in Charlotte, Mason, Portland, and Williamston. Visit Hudson Inc. online at hudsoninc.com. We're going to go to break now on the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show. It's brought to you by Hudson, Inc., Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, Doubting Industry, Gravity Smokehouse, Shoepan & Sons Recycling Industrial Services, and our featured restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. We'll be right back.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show next. Another travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center next. It's the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, a tradition in Lansing for over 20 years. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC,
Hudson Incorporated, Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine.
This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show. It's another game day travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Here's Brock Palmbush.
There are a few slow spots out there for you to be aware of. 69 westbound between M52 and Upton Road coming in from Flint. That's because of the Peacock Road construction going on there. 96 westbound between Weberville and Williamston is slowing up as well. And coming in from the west side, 496 eastbound between Kreitz Road and Lansing Road, that's where that lane closure is still active until mid-November. As far as the weather today, it's absolutely perfect. It's 70 degrees and fair skies. Going to be mostly sunny. 73 degrees will be a high, and it'll gradually cool off as it gets closer to dark when the game gets over with. It'll get down into the low 60s, maybe even the upper 50s by the time the game is over. Game day traffic and weather brought to you by Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, home of the $3,000 minimum trade.
This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC. Now from FanFest at the Stadium in the Price Right RV Studios, this is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show.
All right, we are back. I'm Tim Stout. Chris Solari is here. Nathan Meyer's here. Brock's back in the studio. We got all kinds of guests on this beautiful day. Come see us at the Meyer Fan Fest. This is, if you did not know, an electric vehicle week across America. And at the Meyer Fan Fest, there's always something different for home football fans every Saturday. And today there are a number of pretty good-looking electric vehicles that are on display here. And Jeff Myram is with us. He's the Director of Electrical Vehicle Programs for Consumers Energy. They're on display here today, and Jeff is with us this morning or this afternoon now, right now. There are a number of vehicles here, right? And what is the purpose of them here? And for people who come to the Meyer Fan Fest, Jeff, what do you want them to examine with the vehicles here? Electrical vehicles for the future of America, is that fair to say?
Absolutely. We see...
Hang on just a sec. Try to go ahead. Take two.
Excellent question. So we see a lot of people curious about electric vehicles. And so being able to come out to an event like FanFest, ask any question you want about how to charge, the range, any way you want to try to stump us, we're happy to have those questions. And we've got multiple EVs here today, a Ford F-150 Lightning out, Chevy Bolt, and others on top of that, including a Michigan State University electric police car, the Mach-E. So that's always a fan favorite.
I think Michigan State University announced this week that what it added another fast charger for people with electrical vehicles on campus who want to use the fast charger. There's another one available here, right?
Just opened up that fast charger yesterday. It's at the Amtrak station right here at the MSU campus. Two of them are available. And if you're coming to the game or visiting the campus in general, great place to fast charge and get back out on the road.
And the development of electrical vehicles in America, like anything else, from the first vehicle when it was introduced to where things are going now, I would imagine there's been an enormous technical upgrade. Fair to say?
Absolutely huge. Most people are surprised that the average EV today gets more than 250 miles. And at the fast charging station, like we just mentioned, half hour or less to get back out on the road and where you're going.
And you believe that the dealerships, many of them across America, let alone Michigan, let alone Lansing, have a supply of electrical vehicles for those who are interested. and have not really thought about this for the first time, right?
Yeah, this year is much better than last year. And the other benefit about them being on the lot this year, too, is there's federal tax credits. So $7,500, a potential tax credit for purchasing a new vehicle, which helps out a lot in today's market.
Why is Consumers Energy so involved with the electrical vehicles and their growth across America?
So our main mission is to get people to charge off peak. If you think about your typical household energy use, an electric vehicle adds quite a bit. And so we want people to charge overnight while they're sleeping, and that allows us to not go back out and upgrade the grid. And that saves money for everybody, whether you drive an electric vehicle or not.
And you've been in this role with Consumers for how long now?
So our team's been going about 4 years. So quite a few years I've been driving EVs for that same amount of time as well.
And are you optimistic moving forward in America? Is this going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow? Because it sure gets a lot of publicity, don't they?
We have seen huge growth. We've seen 60 to 70% growth year over year the last 2 years. And the state of Michigan actually has a goal for 2 million EVs by 2030. And that's what we want to be prepared for and be out here today to talk about the educational efforts of why charging off-peak is important, as well as answering any other questions you might have about the technology.
Will there be enough charging stations as they continue to be added across the state of Michigan? I think the governor makes reference to this all the time, right?
There absolutely will be. There'll be over 100 new fast charging stations opened within the next 2 years, and even more after that. So the market just continues to grow rapidly.
Very good. Jeff, thanks for coming. Yeah. Enjoy the game today.
I understand that you have a lot of great EV information and content on a blog, force4michigan.com. Is that correct?
That is totally correct. We would love it if people would visit the website. Plenty of information there, in addition to being able to apply for our rebate program. $500 off the installation of a home level 2 really helps.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Jeff Myron will be here. And you come into Meyer Fan Fest, you'll see all the vehicles off to the left. They look shiny, brand new, and on a day like today, they look pretty strong.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Very good. Jeff Myron. He is the director of electrical vehicle programs for Consumers Energy. And if you have questions as you come by, take a look all the way around.
Yes.
It's a busy day. We've got a lot of people by here. We have food, we have fun, we have friends. And when the weather is exactly like this, you know there are going to be people to stop by. How about Rutgers? They went on the opening drive, they went 73 yards in three plays. They hit a 69-yard pass, and they lead Michigan 7-0. Which is exactly why you play these games instead of talking about them all the time.
And guess what's going to happen in East Carolina. And, you know, we talked all week about suspensions of coaches and everything else. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh's back on the sideline, and that's the first thing that happens.
And that's the very first thing that happens.
And this isn't UNLV or Bowling Green or East Carolina anymore.
If you're wondering, Michigan State's second road game and the first after its bye week is October, what is that, the 13th or 14th?
I think it's the 14th.
The 14th, they are at Rutgers. Although Michigan has just tied the game at 7. Michigan just scored.
That sounds about right. I think that's going to be a fascinating game. This is Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press. If you're listening for Beanie, filling in here on the White Law PLLC tailgate show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. And broadcasting live from the Price Right RV Mobile Studio on Munn Field. This hour of the White Law PLLC tailgate show is brought to you by BNM Trailer Sales. And Tim, this is going to be a fascinating day. The wind's starting to pick up here a little bit.
Yep.
And I know that it's the same down in Ann Arbor. They were getting some winds down there and gusts. It's going to be interesting to see if this, particularly for Michigan State and Maryland, that kicks off at 3:30, how much of a factor that's going to be, because Michigan State needs all the benefits that it can, and that win could kill some punts or make some field goal tries go amiss or blow them in. Who knows?
Well, what I'm curious to see, Chris, is you know, and this is Chris's beat, hour after hour, day after day, month after month, with all of the chaos going into last week's game. All right, at least now this new setup, they had a chance to look at a game tape against an extremely quality team. So I think that kind of sets where they are, where they think they have to improve. Maryland has to show me that it can pick up where it's left off with those three home games. I watched a lot of their clips. I mean, they've been behind 14-0 in the last two games. But they were playing Charlotte. They were playing Virginia. And if you watch Virginia last night, that's not one of America's great football teams.
It's a battle of two teams that have started off slow in every game that they've played this season.
And the one statistic about Maryland that can't get out of my mind is that in Big Ten play, Mike Locksley, who's a coach at Maryland, he's 11-27. So even though Maryland's 3-0, this is the Big Ten opener, and this is on the road in a big stadium. I mean, Maryland won at Maryland last year, but when I go back and look at that, it was a bizarre game of mistakes all the way across the board. I have to see that Maryland's quarterback, who gets a lot of publicity, he's got more experience than anybody in the Big Ten, but is he anywhere close to Michael Penix of Washington? I couldn't believe how good that team was, even though Michigan State struggled. I mean, you tell me, I thought Washington was, I wanted to see him play Michigan.
Yeah, well, you got two offensive-minded coaches between Kalen DeBoer for Washington and Mike Locksley at Maryland, and I think that's one thing. Talia is a little bit different in that he's smaller, but he can move the pocket, he can throw on the run, he extends plays a little bit, and he can escape you. And that the difference between 2 years ago when he threw for 350 yards here and Michigan State's win, and last year, is Michigan State was able to get four sacks, and they got to get pressure today on him. And I don't know what your defensive keys are for the game, but...
When do you want them?
Well, I think we got them anytime you want right now.
It's time for the defensive keys to today's game, powered by Gazelle Wealth Management.
Let's break down the defensive keys brought to you by Gazelle Wealth Management. Tim, go at it. What do you think?
Well, Joe Gazelle is a wonderful financial advisor. You can schedule a meeting with him, 336-7200. You can remember that, and he's easy to find at 2260 East Saginaw Street, and that's at East Lansing Gazelle Wealth Management. Look, when you've given up 713 yards in the previous week, if you can fall out of bed, it might be an improvement in the next game, because I doubt Maryland, even with a big day today, is going to get anywhere close to 713 yards. And the question is, if Washington would have had to have every yard it could possibly get, what would that number have maxed out at? So, Michigan State with a little bit more of a tame week, if that's the right terminology. Obviously, Michigan State secondary was shredded by a tremendous quarterback and wonderful receivers, a good offensive line. Washington didn't make many mistakes. Is that what Maryland's going to do today? The quarterback, Tagovailoa, he's been around. He is mobile. He can throw on the run. I think the whole key today is, can Michigan State secondary possibly prevent big plays, avoid pass interference, avoid personal fouls, make Maryland earn every single thing it possibly could get? Because, like I say, in all honesty, blunt as it sounds, if Michigan State's defense could fall out of bed, it's going to be better than 713 yards that it gave up last week against Washington. But those are all ifs. If they can do this, if they can do that, if they can avoid defensive holding, if they can not make any mistakes on special teams defensively as well, cover the punts, all that good stuff. I mean, obviously, all of that likely will improve today, but a tremendous amount of improvement will be needed. And whether Maryland is anywhere close offensively to what Washington offered, we'll see when the game starts at 3:30. The defensive keys from Gazelle Investment and Wealth Management. Call Joe. Schedule a meeting with him at 336-7200.
And that's, I tell you, Tim, we probably have a few minutes before we have to go back, right? Go to break right here? Okay, well, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what to expect here in this game, particularly on that side of the ball with Michigan State's defense coming off of last week's rough game against Washington. The White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is also brought to you by Chandler's Top Shelf, A to Z Gutters, Alumni Hall, B&M Trailer Sales, Meat on the West Side, Pizza House, Gazelle Wealth Management, and our featured restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. More from Munfield when we come back. It's Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press and Tim Stout. Stay tuned.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show next.
Hey, Dr. Portrayal.
Back with more of the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM and 94.9 MMQ in less than 60 seconds. The Michigan State Spartan football team is back for another season on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown or tackle again. Stream the game in the free Lansing Sports Network app, powered by White Law PLLC, MSU Healthcare, Chupan & Sons, Gravity Smokehouse, Doubting Industries, and Chandler's Top Shelf. It's another game day travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Here's Brock Palmbush.
No backups or accidents to report at this time. Traffic pretty much around normal speeds right now. You can expect delays on Grand River, though, both directions in East Lansing between Spartan Avenue and Hagedorn Road. There's a single lane closure due to maintenance. That's until the end of August. You can expect delays in that area. Find an alternate route to the stadium if you possibly can. As far as weather goes, it's 70 degrees and mostly sunny. Absolutely gorgeous today. Mostly sunny, a high in the low 70s. It will cool off as it gets later on in the game. It'll be mostly clear tonight with a low temperature in the low 50s. Game day traffic and weather brought to you by Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, home of the $3,000 minimum trade.
This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by Whitelaw PLLC. Now from FanFest at the Stadium in the Price Right RV Studios. This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show.
Welcome back to the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, and the Lansing Sports Network, lansingsportsnetwork.com, broadcasting live from the Price Right RV Mobile Studio on Mum Field. This hour of the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by BNM Trailer Sales and Elsie. It's Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press filling in for Beanie Howell of Offensive Minded here with Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports here in mid-Michigan. You can get him on WILX. You can get him on the game 7:30 a.m. every day from 10 to 1. I'm not used to your new hours.
We changed them from 9 to noon to 10 to 1 a couple of years ago when we had a number of different program changes, and I like it better. Everybody thinks it's because you can sleep in. No, because it cuts down the time to kill between radio and TV.
That's
so instead of about 3 hours to kill, you only have two. And usually, and at this time of the year with Michigan State, there is no time to kill because all you have to do is look at your phone at any given moment and, oh, I didn't know that happened. And, of course, in a social media world with Twitter, accurate or otherwise, something comes in somewhere, somehow, some way around here. You know, this is the fourth straight home football Saturday, and I think, and Nathan can tell you if he agrees, this is the largest crowd of the four, and I think they've consecutively got larger from Central Michigan to Richmond to Washington last week to today, because there are several thousand people. I think, you know, as the Meyer Fan Fest, the word gets around, what can we do while we're over here for 4 hours? And they have so many different free things for people to do. I mean, we got the alumni bands over here. We got another band on stage over here. We've got all kinds of different games for the kids to play. Last week when we were here, I only noticed about three Washington fans that were through here, but I thought there were a number of them in the stadium. A lot of them who we talked to, though, before the game, they weren't from the state of Washington. They were a Washington alumni from the state of Michigan. Yeah. Did you find any media people that were here for the game Saturday and then went to Detroit and covered the Seahawks and Lions on Sunday?
You know, I didn't see anybody up there that did, but it wouldn't surprise me. I know that there was some talk from a few people of getting down there, and maybe a bit, might have been more of the fans that were trying to double dip a little bit, but certainly that was, you know, having the Seahawks and Kenneth Walker had a draw for both programs in some ways, the fans of both programs.
It was remarkable, too, when that game got out of reach on a day where the weather was good. The stadium emptied out pretty quickly. From halftime, when you got to near the end, when you got near the end of the third quarter, let's just say there weren't a whole lot of people left, which is somewhat traditional around here. We were talking
not so much on a game on a day like this.
Well,
where you have the better weather when it's September, and you have a chance to be outside for one final, really, sometimes you just never know when this is going to be the last good day before everything turns.
Well, the amazing thing, the view we have toward the east side of the stadium is when the game starts, you know, there are students in the lower deck, but the upper deck takes about 10 minutes of the first quarter to fill, and then it does. And then by halftime, no matter what it is, then some of them start to think there are other activities today that we want to get involved with. And if we have to watch it downtown to do it, I mean, it's just different the way people watch these games anymore, especially here. But the crowds have been good, and my guess is there'll be another huge crowd here today. Good weather. It's a Big Ten game, and I think a 3:30 game is popular, too.
Yeah, plus it being homecoming week and weekend with a lot of different events on campus, and obviously the Meyer Fan Fest here on Munn Field. You know, that's one thing that Michigan State hasn't done, is lost fan support.
No.
Over the years. I mean, it's been one of the top supported programs. The stands are generally filled. The Indiana game last year, when it was bad weather, that was one of the outliers. And, you know, I think moving forward here with whatever happens, because let's face it, I mean, where this program is at this point in the season with all the things and distractions and coaching change and swirling about, you know, that's a concern. I think that's a concern for the players and the coaches that are still on staff. I think it's a concern for everybody in the university. But the one thing that Michigan State fans have done is support some pretty rough times.
They have. And I think it'll be interesting, you know, sometimes, especially this fall or this month, a day around here is a lifetime. But we're not back here for 4 weeks, and that's the Michigan game. That's on October 21st. How the world will look different in Big Ten football, Michigan State football, Michigan football, college football, how it's going to look different 4 weeks from now. That's a night game. I don't know if it'll be as festive then as it is now. And I don't know where Michigan will be. I don't know where Michigan State will. I mean, who knows? I mean, I guess I should. I mean, when, you know, we interview you on the radio, it's because you're the one that has this every day. I guess after today's game, what the next headline is Tuesday, right, with the apparent announced termination one way or the other for good of Mel Tucker.
Well, we're waiting to see what situation happens with his attorneys. He'll have an opportunity. He has an opportunity to file a grievance with the termination process that would go into federal court out in Grand Rapids. And then what happens from there, you know, we'll see.
So I get asked all the time, and of course I have no idea. For the hearings on October 5th and 6th, where are they? Who attends? Can the media attend? Can the public attend? What happens when they're all done? What happens next? And how long of a gap is there before something's announced from the end of those hearings? And I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, these are all private hearings. Title IX hearings are not open court. And no media, no public. It'll be interesting to see where it is. I can remember. What's interesting, you remember back in 1996, I think it was, the summer of 96, when MSU had the NCAA hearings in Kansas City. And that was a publicized thing. They were closed doors, but reporters were there. They knew where they were going to be at. These are different proceedings. These are private matters in a lot of cases. And oftentimes like this one, sensitive matters, because they're involving potential victims of any number of things. You know, this obviously would fall under the sexual misconduct and relationship violence and all those other things that are covered by Title IX and by the university's Office of in Equity. So,
well, and that's, then,
but no, these are not public hearings. And, you know, I don't know if what we will hear beyond the parties involved. Well, a lot of times, because this isn't like a public record comparatively.
Well, and then, so what happens to Michigan State football moving forward? Is a new president have to come on board before there's another coach on board? And I don't think anybody knows that. I don't think Michigan State's people, I don't think their board knows that. I think you got to get past Tuesday. And then after that, I mean, you got to play the games with the staff that's there, with the players who are there, and try to encourage them to just focus on what they're doing and hope for the best one way or the other. I mean, I've seen a lot of incidents here through the years, but these are kind of uncharted waters with an incident like this.
This early in the season, I mean, especially.
I don't remember a 2-0 coach getting fired.
Yeah.
After he went 2-0, and we got 10 games to go, and he's out. And, I mean, he's literally out and long gone. I mean, nobody's seen him. Nobody's heard from him. There are Michigan State people who have tried to contact him who are his peers who have not talked to him, who have not heard back, who he's not texted back to. At least that was that. Excuse me.
Woo!
I got all sneezed up on that. At any rate, who've tried to contact him, who've texted him and so forth, and there's nothing that's come back from all that. I don't think I remember sneezing three times in a row.
That was impressive, actually. That was like the Washington offense of sneezing.
I
right
know.
There.
I hope I didn't get anything on you one way or the other. In fact, I did get over a cold this week. Brock will tell you about that. But at this time of the year, I guess that these things are going around a little bit. It's been somewhat of an unusual September, beginning with the fact that I can never remember four consecutive September home games, and especially with weather like this. And it's a team with a winning record, but has a different coach.
It has been a wild month. It's funny because you mentioned that, and your sneeze brought this into my mind, too. I cut my grass Friday afternoon before the Central game, and I didn't get a chance to cut it again until yesterday. I went almost 2.5 weeks without cutting my grass.
It has been a little slower. Chris, let me update everybody here on some scores here. You can react however you want. They've only got 9 minutes to go before halftime, and Rutgers and Michigan are 7-7. Army is leading a very good Syracuse team 7-3 at Syracuse. Texas A&M leads Auburn 6-0. Oklahoma has scored now and now leads at Cincinnati 7-3. Fox's pregame show was at Cincinnati today. Every time I see Urban Meyer on that Fox pregame show, I think he's got a great deal. Then I see him on the Big Ten pregame show. He's obviously taped on that. And I think, why would anybody think that Urban Meyer, coming off the issues he had in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars, with the deal he obviously has, it's a good deal, why does he want to get back into coaching anywhere, let alone here? And I only bring it up because in the world of social media, I read his name.
Yeah, and, you know, people want to have a winner. They want to be associated with a winner. I get that. But sometimes you have to look at the broad picture. And the bigger picture in this instance is that you can't probably bring someone in with that type of issues into this program right now with the situation that's happening now and has been going on. And listen, you could say football matters, we got to worry about winning, and that's the important thing, but you can't. If you're looking at the university as a whole, you can't. And It in theory, it might be great if you're running an NFL team to try that, if this was the NFL, but this is something completely different.
And then I raced home last night because, you know, we have family ties with Purdue, so she and I are, you know, we're all dinnered up and everything else to see Purdue. And I tell you, when our middle one was in the athletic department there for 6 years, let's just say the crowds for the home games aren't what they are now. I mean, and they've poured a fortune into that stadium. So they're in prime time on a Friday night last night with Wisconsin. So every time I see Urban Meyer on the screen, I think about this. And then when I see Luke Fickell on the screen, as he was last night with Wisconsin, and the first thing I thought watching the Wisconsin-Purdue game, I think Michigan State's fortunate doesn't have Wisconsin on the schedule.
Yeah, 38-17 Wisconsin.
You know, here's another thing. Wisconsin lost to Washington State. When I watched Wisconsin play last night, I thought, man, these guys look pretty. They're massive. Yeah. And they've got a veteran quarterback. It's amazing how the world has changed when you can get Notre Dame's got a veteran quarterback transfer. Everybody's got somewhere, somehow, a transfer quarterback who's helping them. And certainly Wisconsin does, and they dominated that game last night. So I guess from the start of the year, when everybody said, who in the world's going to win the Big Ten West, I guess I've got it narrowed down to Iowa and Wisconsin. I have to keep Iowa in there because Iowa's undefeated, although Iowa's at Penn State tonight. So, you know, now we got a showdown game for both of those teams.
Yeah, just the one game going on right now in the Big Ten, 7-7 Michigan and Rutgers down in Ann Arbor, about 7 minutes or so before halftime. Other games coming up this afternoon. Nebraska hosts Louisiana Tech at 3:30. Illinois hosts Florida Atlantic at 3:30. Those are the last of the non-conference games for those programs. Same with Indiana hosting Akron at 7:30. Then the other Big Ten games today, obviously, you've got Michigan State hosting Maryland, 3:30 kickoff here, and it'll be on NBC or WILX.
Yeah, it's a big day for us. We have Maryland, Michigan State, then we got Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yep, and then that's the big one. That's the big game at the end. But you got Minnesota Northwestern at 7:30, another Big Ten game, Battle for the West, and Iowa-Penn State in Happy Valley at 7:30, a CBS game there. And, as you mentioned, on NBC tonight, Ohio State at Notre Dame. It's going to be a interesting game down there. A wild time as well.
Nathan, turn up our guest microphone. I know who Zeke the Underdog is, but Zeke's handler is with. Excuse me, could you identify yourself as the proprietor of Zeke the Underdog here?
I would be honored to indicate I'm the proprietor of Zeke the Underdog.
And so Zeke is a he, and what year, this is the 13th Zeke, is that what you were telling me last week? How many Zeke's have we had?
It's Zeke 4.
Zeke 4. Okay.
Exactly.
And how old is Zeke 4?
Zeke 4 is 7.
Wow.
And what are Zeke 4's duties in pregame every home game?
He meets up with the band to do the parade into the stadium, so that's one of the things he does every game. And we try to hit as many tailgates as we possibly can. And I don't know if you remember the Zeke before this. We could always get him to bark on the radio.
Oh, wow.
And we'd stop by and he would bark. This Zeke, his name's Buckshot, doesn't bark on the radio. So
a little shy.
But he's here to cheer on the famous Spartans.
And how does he not get spooked when he is on the field during a TV timeout catching a frisbee? I would think just in that environment with that crowd, which no one is familiar with like that, how does he get familiar with that?
I will tell you, it's that focus on that orange disc. His favorite color of disc is a frisbee, orange frisbee. You pull that out of the bag, and he is glued to that.
And do you have free rein on how many times on a TV timeout he can appear on the field, or is it a specific number?
We really work closely with Marketing Athletics to script out when he's on the field so that it works in collaboration with other promotions, with other awards, the cheerleaders, the dance team. So it's very closely orchestrated.
And has his breed been the same for all four Zeke's?
It has. It's a yellow lab. Our very first Zeke we had back in 2006 was a black lab. But other than that, they're all yellow labs.
What does Zeke do all week when he's not at a football game?
Oh, that's a great question. Monday night football, this past Monday night, he did the Steelers game.
Oh.
He did halftime at the Steelers.
Thank you for the win.
That's right.
As a Steelers fan, I appreciate that, Zeke.
And October 15th, he's going to be at the Jets, performing halftime at the Jets.
Well, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, right?
So what, these teams hear about him and then you get invited to go? And
yeah.
And they pick
That's
up awesome. The expenses for all that and so on and so forth? And
Absolutely.
How do you transfer him to those stadiums?
He gets transported via his van on the road.
So it is a van. Has
it
he
is.
Ever been at a Lions game?
No, he has not.
He has not been
Gotta
to a
Lions
game.
Make that happen.
So, I mean, does he have to rehearse much of this one way or the other? I mean, it's amazing, and he hardly ever misses that disc, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's had a lot of years of experience. He was only about 1.5 when we brought him out here at Spartan Stadium. So he's had a lot of practice, but he does practice during the week as well.
Where does the name Zeke come from?
So the original Zeke started performing in the late 70s, early 80s, and it's short for Ezekiel. Gary Eisenberg, who will be on the field with him today, with us, owned the original Zeke.
Oh,
and
great.
So Zeke is short for Ezekiel.
And how many pictures will he take in pregame here with Pete? I've counted, I don't know how many pictures he's taken so far now.
But
I would think he would get tired from the time he gets here to the... And by the way, what time does he arrive here for a 3:30 game?
We usually get here about 3 to 4 hours in advance.
And so from here, will you just parade all through all the tailgates on campus and
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Exactly. So encourage all the Spartan fans and tailgaters to have Zeke's sightings.
And is there any other football school, team, whatever, that has a, I don't know if I should call him a mascot, but a performer like Zeke, the Wonder Dog, elsewhere in America? Or is he unique into himself?
He's unique because he's a working mascot. He catches frisbees. You've got Tennessee's dog. You've got Georgia's dog. You've had Washington had the Huskies, but none of them actually perform.
And where is he during the game when he's not on the field on a timeout, and how do you keep him, I don't want to say sedated, but how do you keep him in place till we need you to go perform?
We're usually standing on the sidelines.
All right, very good. So he doesn't need a ticket to get in, huh?
No, he doesn't. And one of the very famous traditions is after halftime, there's always a band member or a band director that always gives Zeke an apple. So he always looks forward to eating his apple on the sidelines.
So he does get an apple bat.
He gets an apple.
Oh, that's good. Zeke, thanks for coming by. You're welcome anytime. Look at that. They're not here to see us.
Yeah.
And they're
exactly
not here to listen to anything we have to say. They don't care about anything we have to say. They just want, and cameras are ready to take more pictures with Zeke.
They Very are good. Ready for him.
Thanks for stopping
it's
by.
It's all part of those 100 to 200 pictures he gets on game day.
Does he do anything in the winter or spring sports at all?
Oh, yeah. We put his little Nikes, little black boots on his feet. He does a lot of basketball games.
Nice.
We're here for a number of the men's and women's basketball
so
games.
So he actually gets more cheers in the Breslin Center than Izzo does, right? I mean, he would have to.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. I've never heard Zeke booed yet. So, and by the way, where is the Frisbee right now?
It's hidden away.
Secret okay. location.
All That's right. right.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, right. you guys.
Have a lot of fun. I don't think we've had Zeke stop by before and say hi to us and all that, so that works good. That's what we call the tailgate show, because I can't believe the people that come over here. They're not over here to see us.
Yeah.
And maybe Becky, but they're not over here to see us one way or the other. But Zeke's over here at the Meyer Fan Fest if you're interested one way or the other. So he's a, what'd she say? He's a golden lad. Is that what she said? Yeah, golden lad. Yeah.
Yep. We up against it here, Nathan? All right. Well, we got 1 hour down here, and we got another hour to go here. The White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by Hudson Inc., Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, Doubting Industries, Gravity Smokehouse, Chupan & Sons Recycling Industrial Services, and our featured restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing, Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press, Tim Stout from WILX, and the game 7:30 a.m. You're listening to the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show, broadcasting live from Munfield. Coming back after this.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show next. Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM Lansing, and Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ East Lansing. Town Square Media Stations.
Texting enrolls you in
date from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Next. It's the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, a tradition in Lansing for over 20 years. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC,
Hudson Incorporated, Kia of Lansing, and Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine.
This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show. It's another game day travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Here's Brock Palmbush.
No backups or accidents to report at this time. Traffic moving along at around normal speeds. However, you're coming in from the east side, westbound Grand River. Grand River both directions between Spartan Avenue and Hagedorn Road. That's got a single lane closure due to maintenance. That's until the end of the month. As far as weather goes, man, it's just perfect today. 70 degrees, mostly sunny skies. It's going to get up to 73 today. Just a perfect day for football, and it'll gradually cool off as it gets later in the game. It'll get down into the upper 50s when it gets dark tonight. Game day traffic and weather are brought to you by Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, home of the $3,000 minimum trade.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Let's go. This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, a tradition in Lansing for over 20 years. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC, MSU Healthcare, Chupan and Sons, Gravity Smokehouse, Doubting Industries, and Chandler's Top Shelf. Now, from FanFest at the stadium in the Price Right RV Studios, this is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show.
Back here live at FanFest on Munfield, just southwest of Spartan Stadium, it's the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, and the Lansing Sports Network at lansingsportsnetwork.com. The White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is presented by White Law PLLC. Jamie White is a proud Spartan, and he's built a full-service, nationally recognized law firm with a team of experienced trial attorneys. White Law PLLC track record speaks for itself with more than $1.4 billion in results. White Law PLLC, fighting for their clients is their highest priority. Check them out at whitelawpllc.com. The White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is broadcasting live from the Price Right RV Mobile Studio here on Munfield. Price Right RV, own your vacation and with 2022 and 2023 model year and clearance, which is going on right now at PriceRightRV.com. Go green, go white, go Price Right.
You're not done.
Oh, no, I got copious notes here from Brandon Howell.
Boy, I guess you do.
Yeah, this hour of the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by Brunette Home Improvement. An unparalleled commitment to excellence and quality best defines the work Brunette Home Improvement does. For more than 38 years, they've been regarded as one of the leading roofing and remodeling businesses in Lansing, Grand Ledge, DeWitt, and the rest of mid-Michigan. As a locally owned and operated business, Brunette Home Improvement takes pride in providing a high-quality workmanship and superior customer service at Brunette Home Improvement. They don't just strive to meet your home renovation expectation, they challenge themselves to exceed it. Brunette Home Improvement, roofing, siding, windows, and more. Give them a call at 517-327-1005 or visit them online at brunettehomeimprovement.com. And our restaurant sponsor this week in the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is Pizza House in East Lansing. Pizza House is a preferred MSU tailgate vendor, and they can deliver food across campus through tailgates and in the dorms if you really want it. Known for their famous Chicago-style pizza, they have 24 beers on tap, including 18 local Michigan brews. You can find them online at pizzahouse.com or visit them over at Hanna Plaza on Hagedorn Road.
Who's the best football team in America? Because the ones
Rutgers,
that
right?
Michigan's tied going to halftime, 7-7. They're ranked number two. Florida State's fourth. They're behind Clemson, 10-7. Then you got Oklahoma struggling with Cincinnati. They're up 10-3 in that game. But I wonder who's the best team in America, and I don't know if it's Georgia.
I mean,
we're going to be a third of the way through the schedule. Michigan's got the ball at Rutgers 12th, so they may score before the half. But it's 7-7. Rutgers is better than you thought, huh?
Maybe Rutgers is better than everybody thought. They're kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Right. It's Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press filling in for Beanie Howell of Offensive Minded on the game, 7:30 a.m.
We got more guests. Edward Emmerich is here. Anvil Crawler just got done playing. Or is it an intermission for Anvil Crawler right now? Are you guys done, or is this intermission?
Yeah, we're done. That's it for today.
How old is the band right now, and how did you get booked for the Meyer Fan Fest?
We've been around for about six, seven years. We have some friends in the athletic department that helped us get this spot tonight. I was a little unsure about it. We're used to playing smaller clubs and sometimes basements. So this is a little bit of a step up. But I met with the crew last week. I was very impressed with everything they had going on.
Did you go to Michigan State?
No.
Because I see the state hat looks good on
you. I'm just a homer. Grew up in Lansing. I just love the Spartans. He indoctrined me. So.
This is a great local music scene. What people don't realize it anymore, it seems like, because the amount of clubs that have been around have shrunk over the years, but it seems like it's starting to blow up again a little bit more.
Yeah, Lansing's got good things going on. So since COVID, we lost a couple of the big main venues around here, and that gap is about to be filled with a Gray Wall Hall downtown. I'm very eager to see them open up and start getting some serious touring packages through Lansing. But yeah, Lansing has a very robust local music scene. It's kind of up and down. It's been tough with just like one real main venue and then the DIY spaces. But I think everything that I'm seeing with like the developments downtown, you got Gray Wall Hall, you got the Ovation. It's a really exciting future for the future.
Yeah, I was here during probably what I think a lot of people locally would say was the pinnacle of the music scene here back in the mid 90s when you had bands like the Verve Pipe breaking out nationally. You had you had 19 Wheels, you had the DTs, you had Fat Amy, you had all of those big bands that kind of came in the last, which still around locally and doing things. I mean, there were spaces in East Lansing that were playing live music every night of the week, and it seems like that's dried up.
How do you know all
that? I bet you didn't realize that I used to be a music writer in college.
I mean, how do you know? Like, what I'm curious is,
I'm a diverse individual.
Have you ever thought of adding even one of your parents into the group just for a little more texture, something like that?
What was that?
Well, have you ever thought of adding either one of your parents to the group just to add a little texture to the band?
No, I just let them come to my shows like a couple of years ago. They were regular attendees for a while, and then I was like, all right, guys, give me some space.
So will you play any place else at Michigan State anytime soon at all?
We don't have anything else on the calendar, at least not Anvil Crawler. We're going to take some time off until next spring.
And where does the name come from?
The name is it's a type of lightning that goes across the sky. It's called the Anvil Crawler. We were driving down to a show in Detroit playing in another band with my drummer, Nick. He went to Michigan State. And we played in another band called Dead Hour Noise. We had just started this group. We started writing songs. We didn't have a name for it yet. We weren't really sure what it was going to be. But we drove through a lightning storm, and he started, pulling up, hey, put stuff on Google. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool.
That's a great name. So for that performance today, does Michigan State just provide the stage and you provide everything else, or do they give you some kind of equipment for that?
Yeah, so Michigan State got us in touch with the production company, PME is what they're called. They provided the stage and all the equipment. You know, we brought our instruments and our amplifiers and our drum kit and all that.
Everybody was going nuts over here. Although I got to tell you, Edward, when Zeke the Wonder Dog came over here, we drew a crowd. Not for us.
It wasn't us.
I thought it was to come see us, but you know what?
The crowd disappeared with Zeke.
But when Zeke left, they left. Yeah,
Has an entourage.
Zeke has an entourage for sure. Well, good luck with the band. How long have you been together now?
This band has been together for about 5 or 6 years. I've been playing with our drummer Nick since we were in high school, so almost 15, 16 years.
Good for you. It was great, man. Yeah. I tell you, it was rocking around here. Love it.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on and shouting us out throughout the week. We had some people text me saying, hey, I heard about you on Tim Stout.
There we go. Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? Your mom is the star. You know, every time I see your mom, I always say, can I get a picture with your mom so it's a Christmas card for me? Something like that. Yeah. One way or the other. Anyway, thanks, Edward. Keep up the good work and congratulations.
Great job. We'll see you.
We got everybody around here today. One where the Anvil Crawler was great, man. They played here.
A minute left down in Ann Arbor before half. 14-7 Michigan.
Yeah, one way or the other. Hi, Andy. Before you go, tell me what the homecoming parade was like last night. Andy,
you're the real star here. Forget about us. You're the star.
Like, what were your duties last night?
I just announced the parade entrance, and there was 115 of them. We had some drop off, some ads in the last moments of the. But what a beautiful night for a parade!
And how much preparation did you have to put into that to announce it in advance? Was that a big deal?
Not a whole lot. They do a really nice job organizing it. So they give you a binder, and it's one page. And Russ White and I just took turns reading as the entrance came down. And Kat Cooper from MSU is our spotter, so she let us know if somebody was out of order, so we weren't announcing the
Does the MSU band anchor that? Where are they in the 115? Where do they come in?
They were in probably the first 10.
Oh, they
entries.
Were early.
Yeah, they were early, and then you had the basketball teams, the women's and men's, and wrestling, and pom-pom. Yeah, it was really a nice evening. I was honored to be able to take part
in it. She wasn't here at the game last week. She went to the Duran Duran concert.
Oh!
I did. It was really
good. That's awesome.
Too.
I mean, preposterous to give up a game for
that.
Although, for the way the game turned out, maybe it was a good deal for all
There's a few concerts that I've been considering giving up some games for this fall.
I started out in radio as a DJ in the 80s, so Duran Duran brought back some
memories. Yeah, that was one of my first favorite bands growing up.
And was it?
Yeah. I'm a big music guy, if you didn't figure that out yet, Tim.
Yeah.
That's where, if I wasn't doing this and covering football and basketball and all the other things, that's probably what I'd be doing. Is
really?
Doing something with music. But
you're really good at what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I got my binder of stuff from Beanie to figure out how to handle this guy right here.
It's a big job.
It really is.
You're doing great.
I thought they were all over here to get pictures with us. No, they wanted the dog. I mean, the dog's a big hit. The dog takes a lot of pictures. I'll tell you, it takes a lot of pictures. All right, Annie,
all
thanks.
Right.
I appreciate
good to
it.
Talk to you guys.
Have
see
fun
ya.
Today. Take care of you-know-who over right. there, whatever.
Green.
I mean, we tried to do the best we could with him. But your dad was around. Her dad was, you know. Of course, he's popular wherever he goes. So she was gone. So I had her dad and I had Tom. But,
there we go.
But, you know, Chopin has a good time. At any rate, on we go. The Meyer Fan Fest today, there are a lot of people here today at the Meyer Fan Fest.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up a little bit more.
Because we're nowhere near the start of the game one way or the other. So, you know, so that's a big deal all the way around.
Yep. 14-7 down in Ann Arbor, just about at halftime. Boy, that it doesn't sound like it's a easy cakewalk with Jim Harbaugh back on the sideline.
I mean, I don't know what the discussion will be at halftime for either team.
If Michigan loses this game, do you start to fire Harbaugh to the train?
I just can't. I don't know how close. You know, they were a 24-point favorite, this thing, too, because everybody said, is Rutgers any good? Is Michigan State goes to Rutgers here in a few weeks? A
couple weeks.
You know, and if you remember, they opened against Northwestern in the first game, and while it wasn't great, they still won that thing by 17 points. I mean, they're undefeated, for crying out loud.
Northwestern's a program in turmoil right now, too.
Yeah, it isn't just Michigan
it's
State.
It's not easy to deal with the coaching changes.
But to your point, Michigan State's fans have a great time when the weather's good here. You know, you've been here when the weather's lousy and if the season's kind of gone down. You know, we've done these tailgate shows in another location, and it was the police and us, and that was about who it was for the whole show. It's just the police going by.
This is so much nicer out here.
It is.
And I don't usually get over this way, because usually when I get to the stadium, I'm right upstairs. So this is... It's a nice event. I mean, it's making good use of the field here.
All right.
For sure.
Nathan, when do we take our next break? You tell us one way or the other. Do we want to take one
right now? All right.
Does Brock know we're going to take a break right now as we roll
on? I think
he
does. Brock's a consummate professional.
Did they give you anything else to read here?
Yes, they did. Of course.
All right.
Of course. I got a lot of things.
Then I won't interrupt you.
You got the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show brought to you by Chandler's Top Shelf, A to Z Gutters, Alumni Hall, B&M Trailer Sales, Meat on the West Side, Jersey Mike's Subs in Okemos, Pizza House, Gazelle Wealth Management, and our featured restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press, Tim Stout from WILX in the game, 7:30 a.m. You're listening to the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show, broadcasting live on 94.9 WMMQ and 1240 WJIM.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show next. Back with more of the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM and 94.9 MMQ in less than 60 seconds. The Michigan State Spartan football team is back for another season on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown or tackle again. Stream the game in the free Lansing Sports Network app, powered by White Law PLLC, MSU Healthcare, Chopin and Sons, Gravity Smokehouse, Doubting Industries, and Chandler's Top Shelf. It's another game day travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Here's Brock Palmbush.
No backups or accidents to report at this time. Traffic moving along at around normal speed. You can expect delays 490 coming in from the west side, 496 going eastbound between Kreitz Road all the way up to the Lansing Road exit, even up to the Grand Avenue exit due to the ongoing lane closure in that area. That'll be active until mid-November. Also, I'll look at the weather. It's absolutely beautiful. Mostly sunny skies, 70 degrees. It'll get up close to 75 degrees this afternoon, and it'll just gradually cool down as the game goes along. Game day traffic and weather brought to you by Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, home of the $3,000 minimum trade.
This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC. Now from FanFest at the stadium in the Price Right RV Studios. This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show.
Welcome back to the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker. Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ and the Lansing Sports Network, LansingSportsNetwork.com. Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press with Tim Stout, broadcasting live from the Price Right RV Mobile Studio on Munn Field. This hour of White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by Brunette Home Improvement. And, Tim, we've got the offensive keys that, well, actually, before we get to the offensive keys a little bit later, we got the stats of the week. And
it's time for the stat of the game, powered by MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine.
And I know that after last week's game, everyone's talking about the biggest stat, the worst defensive game in Michigan State football history, 713 total yards allowed. But to me, the stat of the game in that one was the 536 passing yards allowed, which tied the second most in program history, something that's been an issue for this program for a couple years now, and something that with Maryland and Talia Tagovailoa coming in, that Michigan State needs to be very cognizant about and work to improve, because otherwise it could be another long day today.
Well, you know, what I noticed too last week in that game, I thought, you know, Penix is injury prone to some degree. He got injured at Indiana. He was injured when he was here. He got injured at Washington. Nobody came close to him all
nobody.
Day long. Nobody came close to him. And the very first pass that he hit, remember, State got the kick. They went three and out. So here comes Washington. See, and that first guy that he hit about 25 yards downfield was absolutely wide open. Yeah. I thought, uh-oh, that doesn't look good just right out of the – because I think part of the – you know, the secondary gets blamed a great deal. Okay.
Yeah.
But they got a long time. They got to cover these guys,
well,
because these quarterbacks are not getting rushed. Now, I don't count Central Michigan and Richmond. Now, those – I mean, that was – you knew how that was going to play out, I thought, anyway. But, man, if you
they did not play a quarterback that threw the ball in the first 2 weeks.
No.
And that did not help them.
No.
But I'll give you this as well. On top of the lack of pressure that they've shown, the linebackers in coverage last week were abysmal. And that's got to change. I mean, they got – Aaron Brule and Jacoby Windman and Cal Halliday all got out of place, run away from in coverage. Windman had a long pass down the field with him in coverage. You had a couple other spots where Halliday got stiff-armed on Jeremy Bernard's touchdown run. Brule had some issues with running
right.
up. So just as much as the secondary is at issue here, it's all three layers
right.
of that defense that are
right.
at fault here.
Hang on, just a Becky. Can you see what he wants, if we can help him at all? I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
But hang on.
Well, that was...
because we got a lot
yeah,
of visitors.
That was the stat of the game,
and
that's brought to you by MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine. MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of MSU student athletes and you. Individualized care to keep you on the starting line. MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, committed to the athletes of mid-Michigan and beyond. Call MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine at 517-884-6100 or visit them online at healthcare.msu.edu.
So will Tagovailoa today be the second best quarterback that Michigan State plays this year? Or does J.J. McCarthy play into that? Does the Ohio State quarterback play into that? Does the Penn State quarterback? I mean, I guess, you know, a third of the season gets hit at the end of play this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think there are more questions about college football than there are answers, especially when you see the way some of these games are playing out today.
I'll tell you this. Remember 2 years ago when Michigan State went 11-2, but their defense gave out the most passing yards in the country. The best quarterback every week that year was the one that faced Michigan State's
right.
defense.
Yeah, I hear
and
you.
That's the thing that you have to be concerned about. And this is particularly acting coach Harlan Barnett working with the secondary, and you bring back Mark D'Antonio, who's got secondary pedigree. Jim Salgado working with the cornerbacks is a new hire they brought in from the NFL. There were moments in that game against Washington where you saw them lock up, but not enough, and not nearly as consistent a manner as you need. Too many guys running free.
So you picked Maryland to win
in
the free press, right?
I did. And, you know, I think a lot of that is predicated on that. And we got to see Michigan State's offense. And let's, you know what? Let's go right to the offensive keys, Brock.
It's time for the offensive keys to today's game, powered by White Law PLLC.
We spent so much time all week talking about the defense that the offense kind of got a little bit of a pass, but they shouldn't. Michigan State hasn't scored on its first two drives in any game this season.
And really the one that they got, their earliest first quarter touchdown, was set up by a muff punt against Richmond. They were down 35-0 at halftime last week. Cannot this week come out with a slow start. You need to see whether it be Noah Kim, do they make a change at quarterback? That's going to be interesting to see with what Caden Hauser did at the end of the game. But you still got to go with Noah Kim, I think, as the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week the previous week. And you can hear that they are really excited about the offensive keys, so much so that they're throwing sirens in on us. Early establishment is one of the big keys, and the other establishment is getting some drive time, because those drives that they've had been three and out, minute 30 seconds, minute 20. They need to sustain something up front with the offensive line that really last week got bullied around.
I mean, the place kicker really wasn't a factor last week, but what, he's tried two long field goals and made them both. So if this is a field goal game today, at least in the fourth quarter, does that portend something good for Michigan State? But like Chris said, although I don't think it feels quite as windy now as what it did a couple of, you know,
dive down a little bit.
So, but, it dies, but now whether it's going to be that way by the time we get to 7 o'clock or 6:30 tonight, you know, remains to be seen. I never use the phrase must win very much, but I'm wondering if Michigan State loses this game today at game four with 5 out of 8 on the road and one of the three at Ford Field against a highly ranked team, does the rest of the schedule, October and November, you know, brace yourself if they lose today? You might brace yourself even if they win today, but at least if you win today, you're going on the road in prime time at Iowa next week with a little bit of feeling good about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you get to go on the road with a win. I mean, you go in, and I had them going into this season 2-3 out of the Iowa game. And it's not an easy start. This schedule, everybody knew coming in, was going to be one of the toughest in the conference and one of the toughest in the country, partly because everybody you play in the conference is good. You see what Rutgers has been doing down at Michigan. They're no gimme anymore.
No, no.
Maryland's not a gimme. The closest thing to a gimme on anybody's schedule right now is probably Indiana for this Michigan State team, at least in the East Division.
And Indiana beat them here a year ago. No matter how they did it, they still beat them here a year ago. By week 11, all bets are off on every single team. Who knows what State could be like in week 11 going to Indiana. And to Indiana, that's senior day down there. Does that mean anything? You know, wins to Indiana are precious, absolutely precious. I would think Indiana would think this is a game we not only can win, we got to win. I don't think they have any locks one way or the other, including today moving forward one way or the other. They have no locks one way or the other. But maybe you can take solace in the fact that you say maybe Michigan isn't quite as good as everybody thought it was. You know, Michigan hadn't played anybody either. Michigan hasn't been on a road. Michigan's been in a little disarray because of Harbaugh's absence. But even back today, you know, they've made some mistakes in the first half in Ann Arbor, and now they go at 14-7. I think Rutgers am I right? Rutgers had the ball to start the game, so Michigan will get the ball.
Well, here's your breaking news, Tim. If you're Michigan State, what's the one thing you can't afford right now? The injury report is out for today's game. Just came out. Out. Starting cornerback, Chuck Brantley. Out. Starting defensive end, Chris Bogle. Out. Linebacker, Jacoby Windman. Out. Running back, Jalen Berger. Out. Backup cornerback, Marquis Lowry. There is a lot of big names out this game, and that does not help a team that is trying to get its defense right.
So you're saying here, I see on your tweet, you think the two that are the most notable, and did they surprise you at all?
No, Windman too, and Windman was one I missed initially.
But what about Brantley and Bogle?
Well, I mean, Brantley, starting cornerback, he got hit, that big pass from Penix down the field last week. He landed awkwardly and landed hard, whether it be the shoulder. He had shoulder issues 2 years ago. But Windman is a big one. Big one, big loss right there. I would imagine you're going to see a lot more Jordan Hall at linebacker. What they do at cornerback, I mean, not just Charles Brantley, but also the backup cornerback, Marquis Lowry. You're going to have some young guys out on the edge trying to cover Maryland and Talia Tagovailoa trying to throw the ball deep.
Now, this is a different practice in the Big Ten this year, right? That injury reports have to be revealed 2 hours before kick, and that's where we are.
At least 2 hours, but coaches aren't going to go any earlier than that.
my sense in listening to you, you think this is a bigger deal than just names on a page. Is that what I'm sensing from you?
I mean, you're talking about some very key individuals. Winman, especially from a leadership standpoint, out for, here's the Maryland outlist, Neo Avery, Ramon Brown, those are a couple big ones for them. Andre Roy, Isaac Bunyan, Josh Jennings, they have no one questionable on their list that just came out a few minutes ago here, and that's obviously going to be a big one. Some questionable ones, another questionable one, Gino Vandermark, the offensive lineman, he got hurt last week. Came back in, played through it, but they're also out a couple other color questionable guys, Harold Joyner, Jarrett Jackson, and Caleb Coley. But the big ones, Chuck Brantley, cornerback, out. Jaron Mangum, running back, out. Linebacker, Jacoby Winman, out. Starting defensive end, Chris Bogle, out. Backups, Ma'ad Naiotuathi, linebacker, out. Cornerback, Marquis Lowry, out. This is a big one. And obviously, Tyneal Hopper is out for the season. He got hurt in the last drive last week. The tight end transfer from Boise State. So it's going to be what could have been a long day. It looks like it has a chance to be another long day right now.
So you think it's a stretch to say next man up?
There's a coach around the way that says there's a reason that the next man is the next man.
Yeah, the next man is the next man.
And at some point, at cornerback, not only are you looking at the next man up, you're looking at the next man
up.
Well,
you know, I mean, I think this is an issue all over football, especially in the NFL. You know, when you see these guys always predicting the NFL in the offseason, you know, I always say, well, no, what I mean, like the Lions tomorrow, they got a lot of guys that are injured. I mean, you can't guess that, especially in football. You can't guess that. So when you say at the start of the season, well, I think Michigan will be here and Ohio State, and I claim that the reason that the suspects are usually the same at the top and the bottom is because of depth. A lot of those teams have depth, okay?
Yep.
When Michigan State, they, you know, they got some good players that are at the top. But let me ask you this. Off the Washington game last week, how many Michigan State players do you think could start for any one of those 22 positions at Washington? Could, if Washington could have any Michigan State player, and it provided he had to be a starter, would they take any Michigan State player?
I'd say Nate Carter. I think you'd look at Nate Carter. I think Trey Mosley would be another guy that you would look at as a potential starter there. Even though they're loaded at wide receiver, he's a guy that can catch balls. Not many.
I don't know about. I mean, I thought Washington's receivers made some tremendous catches in that game. I mean,
and decent coverage. I mean, they were playing up a little bit more last week, so we'll see if they have to do it this week. We're going to go to break now. The White Law PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by Hudson Inc., Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson, Bryce Wright RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, Dowding Industries, Gravity Smokehouse, Shoepan and Sons Recycling Industrial Services, and our feature restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. One more segment coming back here. Chris Salar from the Detroit Free Press, Tim Stout from WILX in the game, 7:30 a.m. You're listening to the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show. Next.
Texting enrolls you in
another travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Next. It's the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, the Big Talker 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, a tradition in Lansing for over 20 years. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by White Law PLLC,
Hudson Incorporated, Kia of Lansing, and Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine.
This is the White Law PLLC Tailgate Show. It's another game day travel update from the 1240 WJIM Traffic Center. Here's Brock Palmbush.
Traffic is slowing up. 496 eastbound between Kreitz Road and Lansing Road due to the ongoing lane closure there. Also 69 westbound between M52 and Upton Road. That's because of the ongoing construction at near the Peacock Road exit. Weather-wise, just perfect. Fair skies, mostly sunny skies, 70 degrees. It's going to get up close to 75 by the time we get to kickoff and just gradually cool down throughout the game. It might get down into the upper 50s once it gets dark out tonight. Game day traffic and weather brought to you by Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, home of the $3,000 minimum trade.
This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. With your hosts, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and offensive-minded host, Beanie Howell. Powered by Whitelaw PLLC. Now from FanFest at the stadium in the Price Right RV Studios. This is the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show.
Welcome back to the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ, and the Lansing Sports Network. Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press, broadcasting live from Price Right RV Mobile Studio here on Munn Field. And this hour of Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is brought to you by Brunette Home Improvement. Real quick segment here, a couple score updates. Only Big Ten game going on right now is into the third quarter. Michigan up 14-7. Number two Michigan against unranked Rutgers. 14-7 for the Wolverines early in the third quarter in that game. A bunch of Big Ten action kicking off at 3:30, including Michigan State against undefeated Maryland. Got a couple other scores. Clemson, unranked Clemson at half, up 17-14 on number four Florida State and former MSU receiver Keon Coleman. And the only other top 10 game or top 25 game going on at the moment, number 16 Oklahoma ahead barely at Cincinnati, 10-3. Brock, we're going to head back to you for a quick break here. The Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show is made possible thanks to Whitelaw PLLC, Hudson Inc., Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, Doubting Industries, Shoepan and Sons Recycling Industrial Services, Gravity Smokehouse, Chandler's Top Shelf, A to Z Gutters, Alumni Hall, B&M Trailer Sales, Meat on the West Side, Pizza House, Gazelle Wealth Management, and our featured restaurant this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. Stay tuned. One more segment for Tim and I coming back here. You're listening to the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show.
Want to be heard? Open the Lansing Sports Network app and voice your sports opinions now. More from the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show next. Back with more of the Whitelaw PLLC Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM and 94.9 MMQ in less than 60 seconds. The Michigan State Spartan football team is back for another season on the Lansing Sports Network. The Big Talker 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown or tackle again. Stream the game in the free Lansing Sports Network app. Powered by Whitelaw PLLC, MSU Healthcare, Shoepan and Sons, Gravity Smokehouse, Doubting Industries, and Chandler's Top Shelf.
But I thought, you know, the game last week, Washington would be close with Michigan State. Washington would win was a blowout. My issue with this picking State is not because I like State. I think State's very average. But I got to see Maryland do this in a lot tougher stage. But I would tell Maryland, if you're ever going to beat Michigan State on the road, you better do it today. They're injured. They're in disarray. The coaching thing is all messed up, the whole thing. If you're going to get them, and you're 3-0, and you're on a roll with a game you can win to get to 2-0 in a Big Ten because they already beat Northwestern, today's the day you better do it. If they don't do it today, when are they going to do it, right?
Maryland won last year in College Park. Mike Locksley has not won at Spartan Stadium in his, I think, five tries against Michigan State. But I just think with the injuries, when you've got two guys in the secondary at cornerback with Marquis Lowry, the backup, and Chuck Brantley, the starter, out, you've got starting linebacker Jacoby Windman out. You've got starting defensive end Chris Bogle out. Backup defensive tackle Dre Butler out. Those guys gave up 700 yards. There's only so much next man up. It's tough to say it because this team could galvanize with it, but I think you got to look at it this possibly being maybe like a 35-13 Maryland win at this point.
So, if that happens, then the Spartans are on a road for 4 weeks. They got a bye week, of course, on the first weekend in October. They go to Iowa next week. The Tailgate Show next week is from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be in a studio because it's a 7:30 kick on NBC Channel 10 next Saturday night. And then, of course, at 3:30 this afternoon, NBC's got that. Chris, thanks for coming.
Beanie Howell will be back next week in this chair. I'll be in Iowa City for that game. Coverage for the Detroit Free Press. But I want to thank all of our sponsors for making the White Law PLLC tailgate show possible. White Law PLLC, Hudson Inc., Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson, Price Right RV, MSU Healthcare Sports Medicine, Dowding Industries, Shoe Pan & Son, Recycling Industrial Services, Gravity Smokehouse, Chandler's Top Shelf, A to Z Gutters, Alumni Hall, B&M Trailer Sales, Meat on the West Side, Pizza House, Gazelle Wealth Management, and our featured restaurant sponsor this week, Pizza House in East Lansing. The White Law PLLC tailgate show returns Saturday, September 30th, as the Spartans leave home for the first time this season. The destination is an unforgiving one, Kinnick Stadium, home of the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's a night game. We'll take it the air here on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker and Classic Rock, 94.9 MMQ at 4 p.m., taking you up to the Spartan Media Network. Pregame coverage at 6 p.m., kickoff at 7:30 next week, and we're getting ready for that now. Until then, for Tim Stout and all of us at the White Law PLLC tailgate show, I'm Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press. Thanks for listening.
Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, Lansing, and Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ, East Lansing, Town Square Media Stations.